I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? It's the Big Homie's House, episode 31. I don't know how to say that in Spanish. Anybody speak Spanish?
Tres uno.
Look, period.
No, 3-1. That's definitely not it. That's 3-1, nigga. No, that shit don't count. Anyway, episode 31. Episode 31, we got the homies in the building. I'm going to let the homies introduce themselves. We're going to start over here. Tell the people who you are.
Hi, I'm Coco Black.
Can you use outside voice?
I'm Coco Black. Hello. He's in the zone.
Black boy Spanky.
Big homie Spanky and our resident Kansas City Chiefs. Every time we bring you in here, the Kansas City Chiefs is off the heels of doing some shit.
I mean, out here doing things. Listen, from Fayetteville to Fairburn, from Mableton to Marietta, we in this motherfucker. It's your girl, Stina Diaz, goddamn it. Yeah, that's it.
Some
nigga y'all follow me on Instagram.
So get the fuck off. Anyway.
Oh, it's your boy. Can't forget Fredo. You know.
Period.
And we got the homies is in the building. You know, it's a special occasion when we break out the expensive liquor.
Not expensive.
You gotta watch.
Yeah.
He be trying to switch.
Sorry. First of all.
What was talking about that 40 ball?
This was not.
Niggas in Tennessee?
This was not the $40 bottle. This was the $56 bottle.
Okay, now you know the exact
total. I asked specifically because.
The tax.
Look, they was right next to each other. And I was like, no, let me get the $56 bottle. No, not the little shit. I'm feeling exquisite today. Okay. Anyway, Butter, yes. Black Carbo, what are our questions for today?
Okay, let me hide them from our
people. Oh, Jesus.
Stina may try to look, okay?
Bye-bye. I'm in a Chipotle bowl, okay?
First question.
You'll be shitting your ass.
So before I start, Black Carbo is a card game, and it's basically... I'm going to ask you questions that black people should know. If you don't know them, I need that black card.
You need your black card?
I need that black card.
Yes. We were multiple black cards.
She knows she got black card ready. She said, what?
Right. Okay. Okay, we asked this question one time, but okay. When is it necessary for a woman to make her man's plates? A, when she feels like it. B, at his family's house. C, at her family's house. D, never.
Always. I don't know if that was an option.
Always
make your nigga play. What the fuck?
When you at his house?
Yeah.
Always. If you was at his house, if y'all was on the couch,
if
y'all on a yacht.
If I just met his family and we at his family house for a function, I can get up in the kitchen and go in there with his aunties and cousins and make his play.
Yeah.
That's your nigga.
But it's his family at his house.
Ladies.
It's a hell no.
When she feel like it. Thank you. Thank you.
When she feel the fuck like it.
I say that because... You know what I'm saying?
You try not
like
to be
it.
Problematic.
Yeah, yeah,
this
go.
Is a very
yeah,
problematic
happy
show.
Wife, happy life.
You know what I'm saying? Like
when she feel like it and when you're at her house.
You say she always supposed to make it.
Yeah, I think you always supposed to. You know what I'm saying?
Coco Black, how often
y'all
are you making a nigga
fucking
split?
Around with me. Always. There ain't going to be no problem.
Always. I like how the room is split.
So if you just met this dude's family, you want to be in his kitchen?
I don't care about his like, we're not saying
if
I'm going to make it.
Probably need to come over to that fast anyway.
Y'all been together, now she's finally meeting the family at one of your functions.
So how long before she meet the family is she supposed to make the plate? What the fuck are you doing?
So you don't think like
what you gotta
their
be in
family,
a whole
his
year?
Family is going to look at you like, Josh, you didn't make his plate. Because I know my people, they'll be like, girl, get up and make your man a plate.
Yeah, at my house.
I don't know.
This sounds like you nitpicking.
Anywho.
Anyway.
When she feel like it. Let me see. Okay. According to movies, when he says shut up, you should be quiet, but when he leaves, you can talk again.
What?
That's all.
Debo.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Debo.
Black car revoke, black car revoke, black car revoke, because y'all ain't know it.
That's Friday.
Let
what?
Me see. You didn't know the question. I said, when he leaves, when he says shut up, you should be quiet, but when he leaves, you can talk again. You don't remember that part of the movie?
Yeah, but I
Friday,
thought you were
when
asking
that was on
question,
with Smokey
I said, I was, according to the movie.
No, I don't
when
know
he
that.
Leaves, when this person leaves.
That's how you that's how you should have asked.
I
yeah.
guess. Okay. So, according to like Mama.
Ooh.
Whatever. According to Mama, answer. The same way you got him is what?
Answer.
The same way you gonna leave.
Okay, cool. Y'all all right.
Cass, you still got an answer.
Y'all pass a little bit.
Am I gonna lie? Can I get a cut? What's going on?
You've been eating the Chipotle.
Uh-oh, I mean, Chipotle's eight, so now what's next? Something to drink.
Something to drink.
Where's Black Car Revolt? You don't know?
Shit. Need a sticker?
Eat Chipotle before you drink something.
We got a much sticker. You stickered out.
What must you do before getting some drink at a Black family's table?
Eat your whole plate.
Wash your hands. Where your thing at,
what?
Your wash your bag.
The bag on the
nigga just talking.
I need a sticker.
Thought you just gonna make some shit up. Think that shit gonna crack.
I don't know how to answer these questions.
All right, so let's get into the next topic, which is the porch, where we talk about everything that's going on in society, pop culture, entertainment, music, business, and everything in between. So the first thing on my list of shit to talk about was this week McDonald's announced a collaboration with Travis Scott, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it got niggas eating the McDonald's $6 Travis Scott meal, which is brilliant marketing. But like, when I thought about it, like, is Travis Scott really cool? Like, when you think about it, like, from Travis Scott from the beginning, like, he seem like a nigga like, oh, I want to fucking hang out with Travis Scott. Like, Travis Scott seemed like a nigga that'd be cool to white people.
Yeah.
And I think that's where his like fame kicks in. Like, cause white kids love Travis Scott. But like niggas is like, yeah, he made good music, but like Travis Scott seemed kinda corny to me. Like if he went like to like an all black school, like if he went like to a black high school, like niggas would bully Travis Scott. Am I wrong for thinking that?
No, I don't think that will happen.
You don't think Travis Scott can fight?
Hey, watch him have dumbass hands, like eating niggas up.
I don't think Travis Scott is cool. I don't think he can fight, but he makes good music.
I don't know.
Mm. So I'm alone on that one.
Yeah,
he might have some hands on. You know what I'm saying?
He probably like ain't like the street fighter, but he probably can like Naruto jump up a couple walls. Yeah, like
fucking Goku type shit. That nigga that ran around the school doing Goku shit.
That nigga did run around the school with his hands behind his back, doing a Naruto around this shit. So Travis Scott not cool because the niggas was lame.
I think he's cool.
He's definitely a wavy
because
ass nigga.
And a lot of people, ever since he's been on the McDonald's thing, a lot of people have been trying to get it. Like, I be seeing that on a lot of people's snaps.
Hype
and
beast.
Stuff.
We got to kill him, man.
Mm. I personally don't really listen to him. I don't know too much about
sick.
Him.
Sicko Mode was a hit.
Sicko Mode was fucking cracking.
I don't really know too much about him.
You didn't like Sicko Mode?
No.
To him like
and I think he ruined that song with Gunna and who was it, Young Thug?
Damn, for real?
Yeah, I think he ruined that.
I thought he added a good aesthetic to it.
He ruined it.
Now I'm getting spicy.
He ruined that song.
That was a remix, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a remix. Yeah. I don't know. He made like the new single, but he ruined it.
I don't really like him like that.
He does great for his daughter, whatever, but.
He better.
Oh, damn. He definitely part of Kardashian.
He better. Or them Kardashians going to have his
they
ass.
They going to blackball that motherfucker. They got their hands
on
it.
Kim Kardashian, she was like a big sponsor for McDonald's, so that's probably how he got it.
So, the craziest shit I've seen, this is the most hype beast shit I've seen with that McDonald's shit, right? Yeah. So I think it was like the day after the shit came out. I see this kid, he has cancer, right? And his caption is... Fighting cancer, there's no better way to fight cancer than eating the Travis Scott McDonald's meal. Oh. And I was like, holy fucking shit, that is the worst way to fight cancer. That shit is not what you eat.
The absolute worst.
That shit is not what you eat if you got that shit.
But was he white? Was he white?
Of course, yeah, he was white.
Like
you said, that's white. He was white.
You trying to bring awareness?
Of course he was white.
Bro, like, but you can pick a better caption. It's like.
He might have been a fan.
Yeah, he probably wanted.
And then of course, he tagged him in that shit. But I was reading that shit like, yo, this is fucking capitalism in hypebeast culture.
Cancer, you ain't think about no damn McDonald's.
Yeah, I ain't think about no fucking Travis Scott either.
Exactly.
But like, he might have been a fan, so. Yeah, you know, hype for him today.
I'm gonna make my situation worse to get this retweet. God damn, Travis Scott. Oh, anyway, next topic. Shit, that was awful. Okay, yesterday, John Wall video came out of John Wall, a well-known basketball player, plays for the Washington Wizards. Offseason, these niggas been in their offseason. They wasn't that good. They're not playing in a bubble. They're not playing for a championship. But John Wall was at a house party throwing up his shit. Big red flag.
I'm weak.
And the people were upset about John Wall and his big red flag and throwing up his blood shit. Do y'all think he should have faced this type of criticism for what he does off the court?
Yeah.
Now, let me throw this caveat in. A few years ago at the U.S. Open, Serena Williams crip walked on the court.
That's cracking.
On the court after a win. Now, I think if she could crip walk on the court after a win, John Wall could throw his set up at a house party. What do y'all think?
Is Serena, is she a crip? Is she a crip?
I believe it.
I mean, at this point, shit, is she not
Serena?
You don't think Serena's a crip?
Serena not. All the gang shit.
I think Serena's in gang shit.
She's in all the gang shit.
But she's from Houston, so.
Serena.
Exactly.
But I don't know.
Serena is gang
Serena
shit.
Really no crip.
She's not no crip.
That was right.
Why not?
Somebody got a crip off or something, but.
Y'all don't think Serena gang?
No. She's the crippiest. She's definitely real.
Y'all don't think these famous niggas are gang affiliated?
They wasn't famous always. They wasn't born famous.
I mean, I broadcasting like gang in OT.
People play ball. I ain't know you was gangbanger.
Man, there was gangbanger before they was playing ball.
Exactly.
Who the fuck else?
Serena ain't gangbanger,
though. You know what I'm saying?
Jenna Aiko, she be talking about it, so I know she's gang. Oh, yeah. So, like, you're she talking was. About
she's
it.
Lawson, like, she don't have no choice. Like, she doesn't have a fucking choice.
Who? I don't know.
Jenna
Aiko.
What is she?
She's a crip.
I
believe it. You
don't listen to her music.
I don't think she be out there banging it, but I feel like she could call a couple niggas up and really get your ass laid off. She's gang banging. So y'all don't think you need to be doing athletic shit and then gang shit at the same time?
She wasn't born. Officer said about Megan talking about when she got shot. Of course he was. I don't think Megan. Nah, Megan not no thug. Megan would get gangster before Serena will. Megan is a college girl.
She's a hot girl.
What does that mean?
She's not a thug. Like,
you, it's a lot of thugs in
like we always go,
right?
Them niggas be from the suburbs and they act tough with y'all. Them niggas act tough with y'all.
He said she about 6'6", so she gotta be thuggy.
She is thugged out. Y'all knew Megan because Megan's not that thug. I don't think Megan's a thug.
Like, what about what? Hold on. What about Megan makes y'all think she a thug?
She beat up her boyfriend.
She beat up her last boyfriend. She a hot girl.
She do hot shit.
And she be pimping, man.
They not giving me no real.
She never says some freak ass shit. Not no gangster.
She do.
She be saying some gangster shit. Listen, y'all be listening to the radio songs. You don't actually listen to her album and listen to her old songs. Her old freestyles.
Give me a thug ass Megan bar.
Exactly. Listen to her music. I do hot shit. What's hot shit?
Fucking a nigga on the first date? What is hot shit?
We're talking about that. That's not hot shit.
Sucking dick in the Waffle House parking lot? Like, what is hot shit?
Shit get cracking, goddamn.
Period.
Don't do that.
They came down by one thug shit.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what is it, Hood Nigga? That song, Hood.
You don't even listen to Megan. You're the worst Megan Thee Stallion advocate.
Listen,
it doesn't matter. You're
going to
go listen to it, though.
She's a thug. Megan's a thug.
She got a lot of ex-boyfriends. She delivered the ex-boyfriend. But she pretty tough. She delivered the ex-boyfriend. How old is Megan? Megan is thick. With three C's. I know girls who beat their niggas up, but they ain't no thug. They just mean as fuck. They just got pushed. No, they just got dumb ass hands. What are you talking about? Or they knew that nigga was soft. They gonna get tough with him.
Alright,
talk
your shit.
Megan's a thug, period.
Megan ain't no goddamn thug.
Serena's not.
I feel like Serena would, you know, think about it, what's the motherfucking name from Oakland?
Keisha Cole, be better.
She's a gangster.
Look at her mother.
She's different. That's not even a comparison. I believe she banging.
I know Keisha Cole's stupid in the head.
Nah, I ain't saying she is.
I don't believe her. I know she can shit crack.
They say Keisha blood, I believe.
I believe that.
She pulled up on G's at his shows and everything. She ain't playing.
Keisha Cole is a goddamn thug.
Yeah.
Wow.
She the real one. Her mama is G.
Oh, shit.
Frankie, don't play with her.
Her mama be out here thugging for real. Banging on niggas.
Next topic. Speaking of Meg, you know, Mulatto dropped her fire-ass freestyle. Yeah, for the XXL cover. And first thing these raggedy niggas did.
Of course, it's comparing it.
that. Was compare Megan and Mulatto.
No comparison.
Yeah, no.
First of all.
They got different lanes, don't shade. Yeah. They different lanes.
First of all, what do y'all think about the Megan and Mulatto thing? Like, you think, like, why is it that when one art, one female artist gets a little bit of buzz, it's like, okay, well, shit, she about to kill the motherfucker that's at the top. It's only room for, why you think it's, they think it's only room for one rap girl at the top?
I'm about to say, I think
because we've seen it like the past few years. Like when Nicki first got on, it was like, yo, fuck Lil Kim. When Cardi came, it was like, fuck Nicki. They tried to pick Megan and Cardi together. But I think like once Cardi got on, it kind of, it was like a little bit more unity for all the girls at the top. It's a lot of female rappers popping right now.
I feel like it's because everybody's trying to be the queen. Everybody's saying the queen of this and the queen of that. And everybody live in the same state or just, even if they don't live in the same, they all the queen of this. And I feel like they letting the fans pull. Make them go against each other instead of just not feeding into. I feel like the whole Cardi and Nicki, they let the fans.
The stand, that stand culture is
deadly. Nah, I think that shit is actual, like, real. Like, the niggas really don't like each other. But I think with females, it literally just comes to
a point eventually they don't, they don't like each other.
I think Cardi came in cool. Nicki, you know, she started off as an actor. She's a whole fucking character, so she gonna say some shit to get up underneath your skin. And Cardi just a hood bitch, so she's just gonna pop off regardless. But I think that
Nicki
and Cardi. But I'm just saying, as far as like comparing females, are that's just how it works because we don't compare Future and fucking who the fuck else Thug. We don't compare them niggas. We let them niggas live. I just think it's just part
they
exactly.
They didn't buy into that shit.
Exactly.
Because they're cool.
Yeah.
They're cool.
The artists themselves, that like Thug and Future, never bought into that shit. Like,
that's what I'm saying. The women let the females buy in.
Because I think maybe what Nicki and Cardi B, what happened between them, maybe is like. They probably wasn't beefing, but you know how us women are. We may silent, say like side things, and a bitch like, bitch, I know you talking about me. So that probably would start.
I think it's dope.
Nicki Minaj is good for it. Nicki Minaj is really good for throwing subliminals, and you don't even know it, but you'll catch on to be like, she talking about her.
Yeah,
so that's probably what happened between them. But.
Somebody about to drop an album or something. That's what I'll be.
Right. Megan is just cool with anybody. You never know. Megan might be like, "Bitch, Mulatto, let's. Why we hyping right now? Let's drop something."
Yeah, she that type.
Megan,
that's
how Megan is. Megan too friendly.
I don't think she's too friendly.
Megan definitely
too friendly. 25-year-old. Like that's just what it is.
No, that's the difference between Megan and Mulatto. Megan is too friendly. Mulatto not friendly at all.
Yeah, Mulatto kind of low-key a little bitch.
She's from Atlanta.
She cold, though. She a cold bitch. But she a little bitch.
Damn, what the fuck?
Mulatto's from Atlanta.
She cold. I used to work with her with Fresh Empire when she first got cracking. Like, she cold as fuck, but she just a cold bitch.
She an asshole?
The assiest. Like,
I don't know. I got
she cool, though.
I got cool vibes from her when I first met her.
Yeah,
no,
she's Gucci. I'm just saying, like, if she don't fuck with you, she ain't with that funny shit.
Megan is with the funny shit.
Yeah, Megan will fuck around and kiki in your face, and Mulatto look at you like, I'm about to hit you in your face.
That's just. I don't know.
Mulatto cool, though.
Goodbye.
I don't
know what to do anymore.
He's all
fucked
up.
Real?
Shit, tomatoes is vegetables.
Yeah.
So, you know, shit's just out here. It's 2020. Anything can happen.
Know what the thing is. Just gonna let it be.
There you go.
Yeah, I ain't going enough of this combo.
You said what?
I ain't pouring up Hennessy for these conversations.
You been up saying the wrong thing.
Yeah. I'm still fucked up on Janae.
Janae being a gangbanger.
Yeah. Now, Cardi B, I believe her now.
Yeah, Cardi B definitely.
Cardi B
is one blood affiliation away from being on the wrong side of the music industry.
And her husband, a GD.
Yeah, like.
For real? I didn't know that.
Thank you.
We got a fact check, so if you're watching it, go
ahead. No, I didn't know Offset was gangbanging.
For real?
Yeah, look it up.
Where's the GD?
GD, they everywhere.
I'm saying it right,
ain't it? Is that a blood?
GD?
Is that a blood or a crip?
Yeah, GD, a gangsta disciple.
Gangsta
disciple.
Oh, so there's a gang called Gangsta.
Hey, y'all say Janae.
Shut up. So I think we should really revoke the black card for real. Like, not the game, but
where are you from?
Wait, hold on. Where are you from?
So you ain't never heard about that?
Florida, like, what part? Like, Fort Lauderdale? Or, like, ain't no
so
way.
So y'all don't know about that shit in Jacksonville?
Couldn't.
So shit.
The hardest nigga from Jacksonville is Lil Duval.
Right.
What?
Shut
I'm living my best life.
That might be right.
Anyway, so this crazy. So I seen this shit on social media, right? This chick makes $10,000 a month on OnlyFans acting like a dog.
What?
I can do that.
I seen that. I seen that video.
Is there a video?
It's a white girl.
I seen that.
Is it a video?
Oh, damn, that bitch. Shit.
It's on her OnlyFans. You want to subscribe?
Like, is it like she dressed up like a dog?
No, like she's on her hands and knees. Burk, burk, burk.
People paying for that
she,
shit.
She
makes
like
$10,000 a month.
Is she like giving
that
like?
That shit's interesting. I don't know. Like,
she got a dog like, collar on or something. Like, she
yeah, like a dog
collar.
Like,
she be rocking and jumping over stuff like a dog. Both
hands. But so, that shit hella lit. She's really doing that shit for real. For
I think
she
just be like
all day, every day. She acts like a dog.
Nah, she is thick. She is.
Is she naked though?
She ain't no. She's not naked.
She is. Nah, she's not naked.
She's a regular white
niggas
woman.
Niggas can pay for anything, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
She's a regular white woman.
She's thick for... No
kind of... So what is she doing, though?
She just looks like a dog. She acts like a dog.
If you record a dog in motion, that's what she do.
Like...
Is she eating out of the bowl, too?
Yep.
I haven't seen that part. I only seen one video.
Okay, like,
fully clothed.
So, like, when she goes, when she has to use it, what is she doing?
She's
doing
shit.
I'm not
the
watching
ball?
All that. Hold
I'm
on.
I'm just saying,
I,
like, how she's making it.
I'm just saying, like, can like, if you saw one of your homegirls doing that shit, like, would you that change your perception of her?
Get your money, like, girl. Teach me.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm at first, I'd be like, I look at her like weird, like, bitch, what? But then when I said, like, bitch, hell yeah, what you want me to do? Roll over.
I'm not subscribing. Nobody on the fan.
I didn't describe one time to who.
You know you a real nigga for saying that.
Yeah, it was a
script. A lot of niggas nigga. Be subscribing.
I guess it was a script. I don't know. I just tried it. I wanted to try it. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, man, let me see. That shit kicked me out. I only had one picture. I lost my $10, $15.
I'm weak.
Women are scammers. You know, do you got the OnlyFans? Are you a scammer?
I get called a scammer
and
all
niggas are
the
stupid.
Time.
We stupid.
Thank you.
Yeah,
let's talk about the
OnlyFans quiz.
Shout it out.
Drop the link.
I'm stupid.
I'm just saying there's some scammers on OnlyFans. I just saw
that. Yeah, she on OnlyFans.
Bella Thorne got she caught in that shit a few weeks ago. She said, y'all know the actress Bella Thorne? She said she was going to be on there showing nudes and shit. She was showing shit that she had already posted before. Scammers. And motherfuckers were mad at her because she ran up like $1 million, $2 million.
She got it shut down.
Hey,
the rules changed.
All y'all motherfuckers, look, all y'all, she not the only one scamming. That's the thing, when I saw people mad about it, like, y'all just applauded Ruby Rose for doing the same shit. But now when somebody really,
still gonna give it
now, when, now when somebody really run the bag up, y'all mad? Like, Ruby Rose did it for like, what, $48,000 in a few days?
Yep.
Which was folded clothes.
Niggas
but Bella Thorne made $2 million.
If you was a girl, would you do one?
It depends.
I do one.
Kodak got one.
It be.
Stop lying, Kodak.
It's a discreet one.
You ain't got this girl doing
one. Kodak, you got all the things. It's this masseuse who does it. Niggas he's like, he's doing massages with like
Detroit. Zaddy
massage? Zaddy?
My OnlyFans isn't me, though. It's like, it's just videos that I've taken.
All type of girls.
So you got an OnlyFans.
Ooh, you got an OnlyFans?
But it's not me.
So who is it?
You just getting paid off of it.
Yeah.
If you pimping.
Not you a pimp.
It's not pimping. That's not pimping.
That's
20. That's not pimping.
That's 20.
It's not pimping.
What is it? Why are you using it?
What's that pimp's name?
No.
That's new way.
You got a virtual pimp.
It's videos that I recorded that came out of my phone.
Okay, so you do more than this shit.
He's a virtual pimp.
I like you.
Kodak is a virtual
pimp.
Get on
there
and make me. He follows his pimp named Sauce Walker.
No, he's a rapper.
He's a rapper, but he's a pimp.
And he pimping. He got white girls on OnlyFans going crazy. I follow the nigga too.
Yeah.
So is OnlyFans the new like wave of pimping now? Is that
nigga? I don't know.
Making the wave.
Just put me on.
That
was a strip. You know when the strip club shit fucked up with the pandemic and all that.
Yeah.
You know,
they all went there.
Horny niggas still wanted to see shit.
Horny niggas.
And they put up OnlyFans. I subscribed one time. Man. If,
look, I tell you, he a real nigga for saying that because a lot of niggas want to.
If like all the horny niggas like just got like Thanos
snapped
out of existence, like the economy would collapse. Like, that's a lot of money that niggas would not be spending.
Sauce Walker making a lot of money, like, doing it. He a rapper. He doing it with white women.
If ain't no horny niggas, a lot of women would be in that industry.
Bitches
would be
gonna make money.
Who the fuck gonna spend the money if ain't no horny niggas?
Other bitches? Right. You know, it's lesbians out here. Okay? Other bitches?
Yeah, but y'all ain't gonna spend that money. Hell no.
Niggas is gonna spend that money. Niggas will spend that money on some shit that they can't see.
You do the ratio on the strip club. How many women you see tipping more than niggas? Thank you. That's all I was saying.
That's all we saying. Because horny niggas make the world go around.
Let me lean the fuck back then.
Some shit be on. I ain't got no dog in this fight. Too. Some people be screen recording to put it on.
See, my thing is, though, if I
you turn on yourself.
Let me tell you.
I ain't gonna lie.
That shit boring, though.
I will put somebody's Instagram name in, put XXX behind it, and all that shit pop up.
All that shit pop up.
Let me tell you, there's some horny niggas out there. I never thought about that.
What'd you say?
He was like, yo, I'm going to give you such and such. Just show me. I would write it on Pornhub, screen record it, and send it right to him. And he sent me.
You are a fucking scammer.
I told him I'm a scammer.
Yes.
Why not?
Send me a pic of another bitch titty. That's what Megan said. You want to talk about Megan being a gangster? Send that nigga a pic of another bitch titty. She said
that's
that.
That's what she learned
that
from.
That's wet.
She said that. I mean, it could be the wackest, but guess what?
Because she said, I don't trust these niggas.
Young nigga, get paid.
I don't trust these niggas. That's scary.
Going
around like, oh, that's Coco's pussy. No, it's not, bitch.
That should have pissed the nigga off. I did that a long time ago.
How would you know it's not a pussy?
Have you ever asked a girl a long time ago to send me a picture of your pussy and they sent a cat?
I sent a picture of their ass back to him. Use a pussy, nigga.
Oh, damn, y'all fucked up.
What
that's
you so crazy.
Listen, it's 2020.
Send me your profile picture. Yeah,
where you Kansas City?
Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah, KC, Midwest, and at home.
Damn, nigga, do you bang? Fuck.
She gave me a shit on the rest
of the
house.
That was a sick
trip. Yeah, she just banged on her ass.
KC,
nigga. KC, nigga.
Hey, but you throw it up like this, bro. We talking about it, though.
Ooh. Yeah. Chiefs, oh, yeah. Big Chiefs, nigga. Big Chiefs. Fuck you, man.
Biggest.
We need to stop banging Kodak. Oh, my.
Hey, you need shit. To. And then put it on all the hands.
I ain't trying to have these other podcasts roll on my ass.
Like, what you banging for?
Yeah, nigga.
Not these podcasts gonna roll on you.
Come here with the cameras.
What kind of mic you repping?
I heard you podcasting.
What kind of mic? Hey, niggas. He said, what type of mic you repping, nigga?
What kind of camera you repping, nigga? Hell, they gonna say.
Hell no, roll mics, nigga. Oh shit.
Nigga.
Oh shit, that's funny as fuck.
No, I
phone mics, nigga. Fuck you. All right, we're gonna go to the next topic. Facts or cap? Facts or cap? A woman that pays. Damn, niggas, you okay?
This
smoke
is killing me. Now
we
finna die.
My man, I need
to put my mask on. Facts or cap? A woman that pays her own bills is single.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, them gotta be facts.
And that means that is the facts, okay?
Look up at that, think about it. Like, no, I don't think that's
true. A woman that pays her own bills is single. Facts or cap?
Is it the facts or send me her number?
That bitch lonely as hell.
She's single.
Gotta be.
She can
take
care of your shit.
I don't know.
You can't take care of your shit. But why do they don't care about
your
business? I got a nigga to pay
your shit and your shit?
All of our shit.
All the time?
What?
It just depends on
what I gotta pay for. Every time I should just be by myself.
You paying these women rent?
Who?
Anybody.
I pay a light bill or something. I ain't paying no rents and shit. Maybe a phone bill or some shit.
Ain't no way.
You pay for what she
all the time?
For,
right? Yeah, you right. You, I ain't gonna bullshit now. But the rent, like, I go half on it. I ain't finna pay the whole fucking rent.
You shitting me.
And they would want you to pay their rent and they stay at the goddamn Cyan or some shit.
But if I do that shit, man, I gotta spend the night when I want
she
to.
She stay across the street from my
shit.
So what if you're living with her?
I'm gonna pay the rent.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's different. That's different. I'm paying my rent. Like,
now hell no,
need Wi-Fi.
You gonna see me too spoiled? Then you gotta pay something. If I'm staying with you, I'm gonna pay the rent. You gotta pay a light bill or something because you ain't just about to trick me. All
no,
way.
I said hell no. Man.
Still. Now fuck
you
doing
things to my
shit. You know, I mean, if I'm staying in your shit, you know what I'm saying? I'll pay my half.
And then let's just start there. Why are you staying in my shit? Like, where your
y'all
shit?
Y'all roommates then.
Exactly.
No. Time out. Something was just said. No, say that again.
I'm saying, like, if I'm staying with her, we finna split this shit, you know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you probably just gonna stay with me. Like, why I come over here?
So when she come and stay with you, what happens?
Huh?
When she comes to stay with you, what happened?
You know what I'm saying? I give her a little probationary period, and then...
This nigga said
90 days.
Is it even 90 days?
Day
it might start, be 2 weeks.
You know, and I'm going to drop the invoices.
He get checked, though.
I need 2 forms of ID and your check stub.
You got a real guy.
It's different.
My boy working a 9-to-5 because his money's
half. And that nigga working the 5-to-9 too,
because
they
don't
pay. Ain't just no free pass around, you know what I'm saying?
If y'all living together,
space she give me.
You not gonna pay the rent? Talk to shit.
So I
be. She is gonna be chopping in the kitchen cooking while you paying the bills.
Holding your whole kids and shit. Like, let me know when you gonna have the next baby.
Now y'all throwing kids in.
I'm just saying, like, what? You can't do what I do, so you can't do what I can't do.
She threw some kids in the kitchen.
No, I'm just saying, like, let me know when you gonna hold the next kid.
I'm gonna say.
Let me know when you gonna hold the next.
No, she was saying if she's carrying your child.
You want me to steal motherfucker? Is she tripping?
That's all different. Now we talking about something different. Nah, right?
Yeah, my bad mama ain't gonna pay for shit. She don't pay for shit.
Exactly. And the Wi-Fi, too.
Hold on now.
She keep going on Wi-Fi.
You on OnlyFans, because you keep somebody on Wi-Fi.
I'm definitely not on OnlyFans. I am a...
You
no,
said somebody Wi-Fi all day.
Nigga, Hulu and Netflix is cracking.
Your phone. You got a phone. You don't even need Wi-Fi.
Nigga.
Yes, you do.
You need a fire stick,
you
going to
use the hotspot for the Wi-Fi?
Okay, but you don't want to pay the phone bill. So now where we at with it?
You should be streaming slow.
So now where we at with it? He don't want to pay the phone bill. If I pay Wi-Fi, I'm not paying the phone bill. Have you use hate it here.
If you pay the Wi-Fi,
hate it here. Hate it here.
Yeah, I ain't paying for
I'm moving out.
Hate it here.
Give me my one, two shoes.
Give me a Greyhound ticket. That's the way. That's how
fast. And I'm not going to stay in your house. I'm going to pay the bills, but I want to leave when the fuck I want to leave, because I ain't about to go through this shit. Women be tripping. Y'all put niggas out of shit.
Get that bread, get that head.
You can buy the bills.
Peace out.
What you talking about?
I'm cool with them rules. I don't even want no extra. Give me them rules. Cause that extra shit, y'all is crazy.
Pay that rent. Get your keys and
then leave.
All right, next subject.
Damn.
Period. You done went too far.
Yeah, man.
Facts or cap, would you triple your significant other having a secret social media account?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah, right.
Damn. You cheating. That's cheating, nigga.
No cap.
That's cheating.
It's a separate account. One follower. You never see these photos. Damn.
She got a secret Instagram.
With her and her dude, yeah, though.
Nobody follows.
Guess what? It ain't secret no more, nigga.
I'm the only follower.
What type of shit is that?
It's over. It's over. I'm gonna tag him and you.
Oh wait, he not following me?
No.
He old. That's why. He old.
So who following me?
Me.
So who the fuck you posted for?
Me.
You already got.
I showed him to show him, like, listen, I posted this, babe. Ooh.
And he old, so he don't know no better.
Oh, so that's a fake Instagram. Oh, that's
just what you DM them niggas from.
Women are scammers.
That's her account where she posts her and her other wife.
Oh, he is old.
Other Instagram is lit.
You got an old nigga?
No, he's not.
He paying that Wi-Fi. That's what's going on. Okay.
My nigga, my G.
That nigga paying more than the Wi-Fi.
That nigga paying that. Yeah, you right.
That's what grown niggas do.
That's what
happened to grown niggas. These niggas getting tricked by a fake Instagram page. That motherfucker got 20 posts on it.
One follow.
Do you, Sid?
She loved me. She be posting me on this page with one follow.
Do you, Sid?
Yeah, that's
fucked
up.
And
it's probably private.
Y'all about to kill me.
Damn. That will happen when you don't have a probationary period.
They don't care about social media either.
Because they at the end of their rope. They desperate. Old men be.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
They got their money name.
And actually, old men is actually way better than
I don't care about social media, but. I care about it. If you hiding one, you hiding a whole bunch of shit.
What you got going on?
So hold on. So
it's just photos.
So if your girl got a close friend and you not on it, you gonna feel some type of way?
We over with.
Damn,
close friends be cracking. What I'm saying is, you ain't even got to post me on your social media if you don't want to, but don't have a separate motherfucking social media.
I don't know why I'm on some people's close friends.
Hey, but I feel like it's a badge of honor. Like, you felt close enough to me.
I didn't know what that shit meant.
The way you can put me on your shit.
Niggas ain't want everybody to see this shit. So I had asked one of my buddies, I'm like, bro, why the fuck this shit keep being green? He was like, nigga, because everybody can't see this. I'm like, damn, that's what this is.
Exclusive.
I just started clicking everybody. My close friends.
It's like an OnlyFans for Instagram.
Right.
Literally. It's an OnlyFans for Instagram. That's exactly what it is.
Damn.
Can you leave people on a close friend?
Burn out on this now. You can give me $2.
Leave people close friends?
Leave them?
Like, can I leave somebody close friends?
Nah, you can only get added.
Nah, you.
They got to take you.
Oh, you can't leave.
Probation period.
Probation period.
That's crazy.
All right, so question. What would the homies do? Would you rather be in a happy relationship and not know what your partner is doing, or stay and know what's going on?
Don't let me know. I'd rather not know.
Hey, I'm about to say, ignorance is bliss.
I need to know.
Ignorance is bliss.
Trick me, don't tell me.
So y'all don't want to know what's going on.
I don't want to know.
Y'all just say that.
If you play me. Keep
so
it
if your nigga cheating and you love him, you don't want to leave him, but you rather sit there and stay there because you know he cheating because you love him, or you rather just not even know?
That's some dumb ass shit. Just not know. Like,
I want to know.
You don't want to know why, so you can throw it in his face every fucking
day. And then still
no,
stay?
I'm not going to throw it in his face, but it gives me an opportunity to be like, okay, what I want to do.
Right.
What I want to do.
I do want to know.
I want to know.
I don't want to know.
So you need to give me the option.
You don't know. What if I want to join?
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Oh, you into that shit too, huh?
I told you, and you said when niggas ain't spending money, because bitches is too.
No, they not. That ain't true.
They are.
Yeah, they are.
Y'all only spend it on y'all homegirls. If your homegirl was a stripper, that's the only one you tipping.
Lies.
Sir. Literally, again, it's gay bitches out here, okay?
Yeah, but y'all only spending $100.
Gay women do not be in the club like that. They be trying to start families.
Okay,
like,
y'all don't go
to the
club. Gay women be trying. Am I lying? They will meet you today and cuff you by tomorrow. Right? Right,
they ain't ready to get married and everything.
Who gonna get pregnant first? Me and you.
They gonna
get pregnant.
Yeah,
gay relationships do go real fast because I've seen it.
Yeah, they do.
They're ready for everything.
I mean, because they done been hated all their life.
A girl is too
emotional. But it's so hard for them because it's so hard for them. So when they find somebody that they like, they hold on to. Because it's so hard to be in a relationship.
But another girl, though.
A girl on girl is so hard.
You done dated a girl? Do you know how y'all are?
Yeah.
I can't fuck this shit.
Yeah,
if I was a girl, I wouldn't want to do it.
That's what I'm saying. I understand. Like, when somebody's really, really gay and they get in a relationship,
she a gay
they're
banger,
like,
man. She banging, I'm telling you. And she beating on that old man. Y'all need to do a background check on her, man.
Beating that nigga ass?
Bro, can we get off that topic? Because that's
crazy. That Wi-Fi late, she's swinging on that. Like, that's your old ass. She's thumping him in his head.
Why the Wi-Fi not on?
You
paid a cat on broke ass nigga.
That
nigga broke ass nigga can't pay their Wi-Fi.
You better blink, let me know you still breathing.
Right, sir. You need help.
So you said the gay relationships is harder because what?
It's hard for them to find, like, true love. Because the gay thing, it's so
answer
weird.
This as well, some gay shit. Why would a girl date a girl who looked like a nigga instead of dating a nigga?
Oh, I can't speak for them because I like ass. I like ass. I like titties. I like all that.
Who's a nigga?
Some of them be cute.
No, I'm not a nigga.
Not you a nigga.
Yeah, you a real nigga.
I like
you like
all
what
that.
We like.
I love all that.
See, I like that type of gay relationship. I don't understand if
the studs be cute though.
Yeah.
Would you date a stud?
No, I wouldn't. Hell no.
Why, but why don't it's,
I know when some shit get lit.
But it's some niggas that look just like the stud. Why don't you just
want
a nigga?
But no,
I couldn't deal.
I don't think that studs that look like
Younger May.
No,
Younger May is still a girl now.
Yes.
When she have a hat, I'd be like, damn, she's still a girl now.
So pretty. Would you like if a girl was like if a stud was like looking like?
Looking like
so if stud was looking like one day, would you knock a stud down?
If she was looking like what?
Looking like it, like she like that ass
take like, up through the. I swear to God. And she got that hair out of shit, and she looking
did
like a
you
girl.
But your ass is great
because she's still a girl.
That
she's still
is great.
Women.
I don't see something like that.
I done seen some studs. I've been
damn, homie. Damn, homie, you thick as fuck. You thick as fuck, my nigga.
I'm like, damn, my nigga, you thick as a bitch.
My nigga, you thick as hell.
Hey, I ain't gonna count. Young M.A. put that hair on and shit. I'm like, damn, this nigga. Yeah, man.
You ain't never seen
the stud that we had.
I ain't gonna lie. When I was in college, it was just one stud. Like she was the homie.
Cause she's still a girl, bro. You gotta understand, she's still a girl.
Oh damn, this Chipotle now.
You wanna smoke it?
Damn, she ain't even sweating, baby. Give her now.
You good, buddy?
Open the door, crack the Hennessy. The pregnancy. When I was in college, it was just one stud.
Like, she was the homie. Like, you know, it was cool as shit.
I think I know exactly who you're talking about, too.
She was thick as fuck, though, boy. Yeah, she had ass cheeks. Oh, she had hips.
Have you ever slapped on the ass?
Nah.
I would have been like, damn, my brother.
Shit. Niggas like niggas playing basketball. Good play.
Yeah. Them the ones I used to watch, the basketball girls. Like, I don't know if they were studs or not, but they looked like it.
I ain't gonna lie. Social media has given me my new favorite WNBA player.
Oh yeah, the brown skin girl. She cold.
Play for the Spurs. Tia Cooper.
She cold.
Tia Cooper. Let me get that. I got. Hold on. Let me pull up.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I was just about to say that's the only girl I love right now.
The Brett. Oh my God, I give it to the brand. I don't give a fuck if she gang banging or not.
The studs have been ruined.
She put you into that video when she had that baby suit on a long time ago?
No, I missed it. But I know she got
you
a fat ass.
You missed a lot of shit. I didn't notice that about you.
She got a fat ass.
I didn't notice that about you.
The brat?
Now she been on a rock.
You
want to
fuck
like
with the brat, Kodak? Mm. When she put that baby suit on?
Oh, yeah, the brat is kind of thick.
Let me see that
baby suit.
I don't think it's kind
of.
I think she's like, actually.
Man, she put that baby suit on.
She is fine.
Hold on, let me show you this video on Hooper.
Let me see. Who you talking
about? Tia Cooper.
She a girl though. She got no stud.
Nah, but she still look good.
Yeah, she's fired.
As long as they don't like Juana, man, I'm okay with that.
Growing mustaches and stuff.
Yeah, she fine.
Not Juana, man.
She a fine hooper, man.
Look at that. Ooh.
Oh yeah, she fine, bro.
No, she's cold.
That's a girl though, man. You gotta do something different.
Who, Brittany Griner?
Yeah, she looks like a girl.
Not Brittany.
Those two Mimi Falls.
The bitch that be dunking on
her girlfriend.
What you need?
She be beating niggas up.
Huh? The Pringles? All right, my
bad. Not the Pringles. Stack a chip, grab a chip.
Oh, hell no.
What? She's cute.
She's fine.
Oh, she hurt me, too. You gotta see her with her hair down, though.
She's fine.
Oh, no, that's a nigga, man.
No. Go to her face.
Let me see her body.
She's fine.
Show her body.
She's
definitely fine, though.
She's
fine.
Who is this? Who y'all say this
Mimi Foster. Put her hair down. Okay.
Oh, the girl I love, hip hop girl?
See, okay then.
When
she's
straightening her hair down.
Her face look kind of strong, though.
But you gotta catch her on her.
Hold on, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
That's a Hennessy pick right there.
Pregnancy.
That Hennessy right there, yeah, that's
pregnancy. That Hennessy get you pregnancy.
Okay,
yeah, you're right.
She look like that pussy be like yanking, boy.
Hey, and she probably a virgin too. She probably
that
a virgin.
That pussy
look
like
virgin.
I don't
think
she's
a virgin. Wait, go to her.
Her face look a little strong though, man.
But she had her moments though.
She put herself when she was a girl. She was wearing like dresses and heels.
Respectfully, she can get. Goddamn, took up
there.
Yeah, man.
Goddamn.
Yeah, she fired.
Okay. Yeah, you might be right, man. A little bit.
Well, you might be right.
Get this Hennessy, because this is having me answering questions.
Oh, my God. Niggas is opening up with the Hennessy, yeah, goddamn.
Y'all got me looking at basketball girls and shit, man.
Hey, homie, you think it's a motherfucker, man.
No, y'all about to be. Who DMs y'all?
About to play love and basketball.
Right, y'all been hopping with
love and basketball.
Niggas posting up the whole game.
I'm playing defense.
Hey, no funny shit though. Loving basketball, he didn't even have to do that bitch like that because he was really dunking on that hoe. Like, so now later,
I'm
gonna
say some for real shit.
That is real, nigga. Why he gonna dunk on her like that?
She was a fine. Was she a stud? What
no,
was
she was just like bitch that played basketball.
Yeah, nah, I played 21 with her. She was cute.
Nigga, it's gonna be 25.
I don't know. I always question that part though. This was just like, dang, nigga, you really is playing me.
But that's when you do
me.
That play games like
are
that.
You playing like? Are you trying to like make sure you don't win or like what you doing?
He just had to play with her.
She was good, though. She was good. Now, you got to dunk on her. She was good.
But you see how the movie ended? You sitting at my court side game. Like, nigga, you sitting down watching the baby.
So next topic, we're going to go into the big homie's bedroom. This question is, safe sex is a women's responsibility?
How about it's an adult's
responsibility?
Right.
Let's see this shit. Y'all go with that.
I'm just saying, y'all
here.
It's an adult.
Is safe sex a woman's responsibility or a man's? Like,
what you mean though?
Like, who? Like
a condom?
I think the woman's supposed to have a fucking condom.
I keep condoms in my home just in case. Anything, but
I got condoms in my bag, in my car.
Okay,
in my
horn dog.
Like,
I'm just saying.
Where'd he go that career? Look at that hat. He probably got some under there.
Because I don't even want you to think I'm coming over there to have sex.
Let me check your pockets. If this nigga pulls out a condom on God, Kodak,
so you
will never hear from me again.
You going for sex? Sometimes you never know.
But I'm just saying, it's like a nigga wearing basketball shorts. You never know where you're
gonna hoop, right?
Yeah, I ain't wearing this one called that. You gotta have that gold motherfucker.
Ooh,
hey, man.
You put out the Trojan Smojan, nigga.
Hey, man.
Yeah, they get them in the
clip. I mean, but it's a condom.
What is at least I got a condom?
Yeah, hey, I got condom. One. Special,
but I think
that's why that's why it's in the bag. It's the surprise shit. Like, hey,
just in case.
Just in case.
I think the girl's supposed to have it though.
It'd be bad.
What?
So you don't think it's like, you don't think like, damn, bitch, you?
I don't even want you to think I'm coming over to fuck. If you got a condom over there, that means you wanted to fuck me. That's how I feel. If I come with a condom, you gonna think I'm paying
to fuck? Hold on, that is another question I got. Like,
decent logic.
Like, ladies, have y'all ever like used a nigga for dick?
Yes, I got a whole bunch of girl cousins.
She said that quick.
Nah.
Like, or mouth?
Nah. Mm-mm.
You never...
Well, your dude old as fuck, man.
No.
Not him. But before him. So, yeah. So you're
the other one.
You know how old her dude is?
I don't know, but he just said
he look old.
He's not that old.
But he's not
old.
That nigga's a silver fox. That's the crazy part. No, he's 30.
Y'all been saying he look like a good
30s.
Yeah, that ain't old.
30 what?
I'm saying y'all let him try to run.
Is he 39?
39?
The whole time was jogging.
Is he 39, though?
37.
Yeah,
not him. He's 39. What? 39. What, you
trying
to get him over to you?
Hold on, so he's 37 and he don't use Instagram? Like,
no.
Wait,
yeah.
Wait, man. So
Wait, man.
Oh, shit.
What if he got a secret Instagram, though?
What if he do got a secret Instagram?
What if he got a secret Instagram?
That would be a game changer. If he got a blue check.
So do he got the condoms or you? Which one?
I mean, like I said, as an adult.
Do you want to tell that story?
Go ahead and tell it.
I wrote it on Instagram.
Nah, nigga, okay, yeah. Tell it now.
I wrote it on. What's
tell it
what
now.
Story?
Who got the condoms?
Nah, about how y'all met.
Both of us.
How y'all met.
Both of
us. I used to be the girls that walk around the boxing ring. I used to be one of those girls, right? And that nigga was, you know, cashing out over there. So he came to
boxer. He white.
No, he's not. Oh. He's a whole nigga.
Silver fox.
So y'all both got condoms?
Yes.
Y'all cheating.
Damn. Well,
damn!
Yeah. I love this show.
Damn!
Add me to this show. I love this.
No more pregnancy. No more pregnancy.
No more pregnancy.
We might have to delete episode Trace Uno.
No, okay. Nigga. We're going
to
keep going. We're going
to
keep going. We're going to keep going.
She finna get broke up with.
She finna get out. You finna get out. Guess who's going to have to pay their own bills from now on?
Wi-Fi.
You got to pay your own Wi-Fi bill now.
I pay my own bills, man.
Anyway, Coco, do you use niggas for dick? And niggas, is y'all being okay being used for dick?
Yes, nigga.
I don't give a fuck. Please use me, because I don't like all that extra shit.
I can't wait to call you and tell you, girl, just use me for sex. Fuck out of other shit.
Use me. Let me eat you out and kick me out.
I done been used for sex, and I'm perfectly fine.
I'm fine. It's the women that don't like that shit.
Yeah,
I better
get with Kodak
because
he eating booty and everything.
First date.
Kodak eating ass on the first date. He left all of y'all. Y'all need to get with him.
You might well throw that condom away, man.
It don't even matter.
It don't even matter.
It don't even fucking matter.
That's why you like Mulatto on the music. You nasty ass.
It's okay. Hey, what man say? He ain't the bottom of your bottom feeder.
So another vine that makes
Megan
a gangster.
This boy a rapper, man. Okay.
Like, he had a bikini bottle.
So why women can use a nigga for dick, but don't like being used for pussy?
Because they get their emotions.
It's how y'all go.
They get their feelings.
I did say some shit last week, and this girl was like, oh my God, why you gotta say it like that? Because I'm like. Like, I said, suck my dick.
I'm gonna say, damn.
And she was like, why would you say it like that? Like,
you didn't even say
nasty.
You didn't
work on her.
You ain't even say nasty, nothing. You just like, suck my dick.
The end result, like, it's the same. Like, why the fuck we gotta go around how we feel, my nigga? Like, when motherfucker, like, Coco was like, hey, man, call that bitch my ass. I'm like, okay.
You ain't gonna say, baby.
You gonna be alone?
You know, you freaky. That's why.
No, you nasty.
You nasty. You want. Oh, there you go.
Trick daddy.
Damn. You see that table with a fork and a knife?
Damn!
It is ass patrol time.
The Hennessy!
Yeah, man.
The pregnancy!
No more for you!
I'm going to be here a while. I got too much shows to do.
How many kids you got?
I got no kids. That's one thing I will damn. Say.
So the condoms is working?
No.
Now, abortion
I said this shit. I've never had raw sex before.
What?
Are you
alive?
Are you crazy?
But how many times I say this shit?
You said it all the time.
After the first time we had sex with a condom, after that, you my girl. We not even using them no more.
Not even
Hey, so how often do you have sex, or do you got, like, have hella bitches?
No, I don't got hella bitches. I try to.
Nah, I don't got no hella bitches.
Okay, but so you said, look how you sat back.
Off camera.
What, 90 day period, right?
Okay. Yeah. Fred, you got the bitches?
No, I ain't.
Yeah, he got a grace period. He ain't playing with these guys.
He need commitment.
Not grace or mercy. Paperwork.
We got to wait for your background check to come in and see if we can approve you for this.
Yeah, fucking he got the yellow folder with all the paperwork.
You got to make a deposit to walk through the door. He wanted a deposit before you come.
We haven't gotten your paperwork back. You have to call the office again to come back around. Talking to you like talking to the financial aid office.
For business hours.
No. You gotta go down the hall to student loans, and then telling them
you
call.
You send your ass on horse race.
Boy, I've been in this line for 3 hours.
Just to hear I gotta go.
And to you gonna tell me I got bitch? I kill everybody in here.
Oh God, ain't nobody going to school. We all ain't going.
I turned this bitch to a gun school. Okay. For
so who supposed to have to come? Tell me that.
Everybody, as an adult, you are supposed to have the condom.
Guess what? I ain't even gonna lie. As a nigga, niggas coming in there already like, listen, if she gonna let me fuck.
But listen, we thinking the fuck wrong with the way we fuck with you. I understand your logic, but my thing is, if in the case of you have insurance just in case you get into a car accident, you have health insurance just in case you get sick.
Yeah, wait,
you
guess
have
what?
A condom just in case you about to fuck. Like, listen, that's an adult mindset.
What's your name?
Stina Diaz.
That's too long.
Stina.
Give me something.
Stina.
Okay, Stina, listen.
I'm a brand baby, though.
This is my logic, right?
Well, get your own stickers.
This is my logic. If me and you fucking around and we done went on a few dates and shit, I look at you, you look clean. You got no bumps around your mouth. You got none of that shit. You goddamn smell good out of your shit. I'm not coming.
What are we going to call asymptomatic? Motherfuckers that got shit that don't know they got shit. You ain't got no matter what it looks like.
You got them on now.
I didn't ever say I don't ask to see records because I got records. So you got to show. I mean, if I feel like that, you got to.
I mean,
matter of fact, if I feel like that, we're not even talking.
I'm just saying, my thing is, you have insurance for everything, so why not have a condom? Like, if you're thinking, damn, this nigga got a condom, he's trying to fuck me,
or
just in
sex.
The case of
I'm not coming for sex.
Something
I'm
happens,
I'm always coming for sex.
You have to be prepared. Like, that's just an unadulterated way to think.
Y'all should definitely have condoms because y'all be the main ones that want to have.
And y'all got the dicks. Like, y'all brought the dicks.
Hello, okay.
Y'all got the main ones that got an opinion on whether the woman should keep the baby or not when you went raw.
You going to a different lane.
When a child comes, I think they forget about that.
So niggas ain't pulling out.
So you gonna keep a baby you don't want?
Some people do, from a nigga you don't like.
Don't catch it in time.
It may not be just that. At that moment, it's not about whether you want to keep it or not. Women's body go through stuff when you try to have an abortion.
If you get pregnant by a nigga that you are not interested in, you keep that baby,
man.
We going straight to the clinic.
Feed us, delete us.
Straight to the clinic.
I'll be there to pick you up.
Guess what? And I'm the nigga that's going to cash app you the money to go on and have
Nah, niggas, they'll me. That goes straight to my account.
And they don't take no money out.
I'm cash app you and I'm putting the extra two. I'm going to put the extra $20 they're going to take out.
So,
an extra 40. Put a 40 ball.
For your inconvenience. For your inconvenience.
Because I got too many kids already. I don't need them.
How many kids you got?
I mean, not a lot. It's just four.
Damn,
this nigga said, no, I don't got a lot, just 30.
I'm about to fuck you up. Man, I'm about to fuck
you got
up.
A football team.
I'm about to fuck you up, though. You ready, though? It's only about one woman, though.
Damn.
So you ain't lying.
You're a family man.
Yeah. That's why you don't use
damn, condoms. What?
I know you got glazed looking.
Pregnancy. Pregnancy.
Man, what's the next question? They tripping, man.
So, hold on.
Baby mama probably watching
speaking of condoms.
What the fuck?
Ladies, would y'all be offended if a nigga asked you to use like a dental dam if he was going to eat you out? Would you be offended?
You say what?
It's like saran wrap when you put it on there and you eat the girl out with saran wrap.
It's a female condom.
Booty call. Oh, my God.
I know a guy that told me he does
Tommy
that.
Davidson.
He used dental dam.
I don't know what that shit
is. He said he put it on the side of the bed while they kissing. I wouldn't know where to find them.
Let me tell you, I don't even know what that is.
It would throw me off, but I would be so interested.
That's kind of weird, though.
I just want to see what it feels like.
So you want to get ate out with some plastic on the outside?
I don't know what it is.
If you tell me about to give me a head with a condom on, I'm like, man,
I'm so mad at safety right now. Like, do we get mad at firefighters for fighting fires? Like, I'm confused.
What you mean about safety? We in here in COVID-19, nobody got a mask on, or you just want a condom.
Well, I just tested negative for 5 times, so I got antibodies.
I fucked up,
so I'm good too.
Did I fuck up? Did you get tested before you came here?
No.
No.
Okay, so where's your mask?
Yeah, so where y'all motherfucking mask at?
I was out there park smoking. I seen all y'all walking in with no mask.
We got masks.
All right.
It ain't even on.
Hey man, look, we've been in this bitch about an hour. If one of us had COVID, nigga, it's
you
too
dead
late.
Now.
It's too late.
Okay.
She was coughing now.
Ooh. Because y'all are killing me with the smoke.
We'll use that this time.
So wait, you was coughing, so it's like Benadryl or what you mean?
Nothing. I mean,
clear air. I almost asked my buddy to throw me a mask when he did that shit.
I was just about to say
it'd be different than them coughs now. I don't know what kind of cough it was because I've been drinking Hennessy.
If I had Corona, y'all got pregnancy. It because I put the stickers on y'all cup.
Yeah, this is a pregnancy. Y'all fucking my day up. It's too early for this shit.
Man, it's always a good day. It's a good time.
Coco, I gave you
time.
A hug, so you got it. Got
it. Yeah, you heard that shit out. Damn,
y'all believe. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, well, it's fine.
I don't know.
It's 98% recovery rate, though, for now.
That's the same thing with the condom.
All niggas don't
same
die.
Same thing with the condom. Yeah, all niggas don't die.
You fuck around, you be in that 2%.
Again, y'all not. Dang, that's wild crazy.
your memorial episode.
I am done.
This episode gotta be deleted.
Yeah, y'all gonna get a
Trace,
dump and all type of shit.
We
man.
About to like lose man. Some real relationships out here, man.
I'm not even sharing this link. Don't send me this shit.
Okay, yeah. I'm tagging y'all.
I'm like,
don't tag me.
I'll put it on my other page. I'm gonna make a whole nother page.
We're tagging everybody. Yeah. So what's up, man? Let's talk about this music, man, while we getting distracted.
Music.
Yeah, man.
Music.
I done turned into a radio personality around this bitch.
Hey, man.
Hey, that's how
shit
works.
Shit.
It is the Breakfast Club. What's happening?
Hey, man. No, we getting there. We getting there. We better than you. Hell, you was on here like the second episode?
I was on here the first episode, baby. We from the ground up.
You wasn't on here the first episode.
OMG, nigga, yes, we was. Look back. Nigga, this is Trace Uno.
On who?
The first
I was
episode.
There on regular Uno.
On who?
Regular Uno.
Trace Uno?
Trace Uno.
Who you put it on? On who?
Trace Uno?
No, you said on who?
She said on
G.
Told her she was bad.
Nah, I just don't want to say on God, but on G. Like, that's
also, that's your nickname for God?
Hey, that's my big homie. You okay. Gotta give your big homie's nickname. Like, I fuck with this nigga hella hard. Like,
I said on G. That's
fine. I fuck with him hella hard.
Y'all banging.
Nah, I just be macking and hanging. Regular shit. On fence.
Fine.
So, tell us about the music, man. What we got coming up?
Man, y'all done want some Jerry Springer shit, man. Hey, you want to talk about music?
Yes, nigga, that's a part
he
of it.
He is
nigga.
The father. He got four. Don't forget.
We ain't even
he's a family
enough.
Man.
God damn it. Listen, anyway, what you want to know? I got two mixtapes out right now. Welcome to Babyland, Welcome to Babyland 2 Reloaded, hosted by Swamp Izzo.
Hey, Swamp Izzo. Swamp.
Yeah, that's my dog. That shit deeper than rap. But I got a single out right now called Bounce That. It's going crazy. I'm on V103 with that shit. I'm on 94.5 with that. I mean, all the strip clubs. Is it safe to say that? You know, you be talking about
it. It is. No, but I need the link because I'm a host. I host in the clubs.
Yeah, we doing all that.
No, I'm a host. H-O. Host.
That's fucked up.
Host.
Yeah, I'm a host. I be in the club.
That's fine.
If motherfuckers
out
open
like that,
I'm
for that.
I'm cool with that. Yeah. I'm a hoe. I be in the clubs.
That's fine.
Damn,
yeah.
Nah, man.
Send that to
damn.
Me. I want to make OnlyFans. I'm a hoe.
Damn.
So are you?
No. That's
okay.
What I got from you.
It's no, bitch.
That's what I got from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's 2020. People ain't holding shit back 2020. I've been noticing that shit lately.
Because you don't know when your day is going to be your last one.
It's cool to be a hoe now.
It ain't even a problem, man.
I don't think it's called being a homie.
Right?
I think it's just called doing you.
Right? I think it's just called being honest.
Hold on, but listen. My thing is, though, I can respect what a motherfucker is
I respect
proud
that.
And claiming their whole life. You man. Feel me? You can, ain't nothing you can say to
I
them.
I respect that.
Like,
I mean, you can make
jokes about it and shit. They're going to laugh with you, but it be the motherfuckers that tried the whole life and was timid about it.
And it ain't work for them.
Yeah.
So now they mad because everybody else want to out. Going to be
like I seen a few.
I seen
a few girls that posted the OnlyFans link maybe once or twice. I'm like, damn, okay, shit. I guess you going broke. Shit, you gotta do some shit that you.
That's what you got from broke.
That's what you got from
OnlyFans. Because hold on,
something different.
Listen. Let me tell you why. Because I said this before. Like, if you go from like being you got a daytime job and your shit starts slowing down, you done lost your job due to the pandemic, and now all of a sudden you got an OnlyFans link. You had morals all the way up until
so that. They just want to have fun.
Shit, hey man.
If I was a girl and I had a job, I still do it.
Or they found a way to monetize what the fuck they got going on. Let's talk about money first. Like, if that's
what you do, what would you not do for money?
What would you do for a Klondike bar? I don't know.
You'll do anything for money.
Nah.
I mean, not anything, but you'll do what's necessary.
It depends, like shit.
I mean, necessities clearly, but I'm talking about like if it's for some lame shit. Bitches be doing shit for Louis bags and shit.
What you be doing on OnlyFans?
What you say?
That's what we want to know.
What you say? Because that Hennessy is kicking your ass. That shit.
That nigga beat you the fuck up.
No, it's not. I said
Hennessy.
I just seen bitches folding toes on OnlyFans, so you know.
Folding toes.
Yeah.
What is your OnlyFans?
That's why I keep asking you, trying to avoid.
You're skipping over the question.
Look at him back there, like.
Damn, is this your nigga?
I mean,
this your nigga.
This your nigga.
Oh, shit. This your nigga. This the whole time.
This is her manager. This nigga is her nigga and her manager. God,
virtual
damn. My boy with all the bullshit. My boy with all the bullshit. He ain't even saying this shit.
He ain't said a bitch ass.
I like this nigga.
Oh, yeah, bitch. Keep
I like this nigga.
That's
about you. We done all had friends.
This is, you know.
My boy ain't saying shit. I know what's going on.
You know, Keisha. No,
I fuck with that nigga, boy.
Listen.
I fuck with that nigga.
Say that motherfucking name twice, that's real.
Coco, you know, I like how the orange hair, like, matches
with your brain. I fuck with him, man. Damn that shit. He all right with me,
so
man.
So let's talk about what's on this OnlyFans.
Yes, because we skipping around.
Do you do porn? Let's get to the... Do you do
damn,
porn?
Damn, nigga.
I'm talking about the OnlyFans.
Is you the police?
No, I'm just acting.
She trying to get your pussy. Matter of fact, just, can you play some of my music on your OnlyFans while you doing whatever? You and him, because I know y'all in this shit together.
Y'all
this
doing this shit together. We know, nigga.
Play y'all my music. Play my music on that
motherfucker.
Block Boy Spanky. Go look it up. And I got a song called Bounce That. Look at her. She trying to. You was networking. You said that we can wait.
Is your networking or your networking?
Like, comment, subscribe, share. Tell a friend to tell somebody else.
You said we can do what? What can y'all do?
Hold on, butter. Hold on.
What you said what? You said
I said y'all can subscribe if you like.
Subscribe.
Honestly, I might make an OnlyFans just to see. Curiosity killed the cat, nigga.
I don't even want to subscribe.
What's the wildest shit?
I want that nigga number. I fuck with him, man. That nigga was just saying shit.
Coco,
that woman back there smiling.
You buy it, scream recording.
Coco,
everybody get it.
Hold on. Coco, what's the wildest shit you've done on your OnlyFans?
Nothing. Oh, we ain't subscribing to that shit.
This shit's boring as hell.
That's your baby.
We don't want that shit no more.
Hey, look, you don't fuck your motherfucking
subscription.
If you didn't fuck your money,
you
bitch ass.
See, you let me know. I'm about to
wait
for
this. This Coco, and she don't be doing shit on OnlyFans.
Don't follow.
Unsubscribe. Unsubscribe. She not. Hold on now.
Go ahead on
there. It gotta be another cap in your rap, man. God,
cap in rap. Yeah, damn.
It's all capping. Facts are cap.
Rap cap. The cap.
My nigga got a 59.50.
I know you capping because, listen, every time you talk, I just look at him. I don't listen to nothing.
Cause
you
that
say.
Nigga like, yeah, that bitch.
When you sit here and say, it's nothing on there, my boy grabbed that cup. He was like,
it's gonna look like Argentina, this motherfucker.
Hey, Kodak, my boy damn near choked. When she was like, I don't do shit, that nigga say. Fuck that Zimmy.
I ain't gonna pay your own Wi-Fi this month.
See? Wi-Fi you need.
I support all the hustles. Just support mine. Hey, Blackboy Spanky. She's OnlyFans. Gonna be bouncing after that.
YouTube. What you got coming up?
Bounce
That.
Bounce
That. What you
got?
Bounce That.
Oh, no. Who does YouTube?
Oh, you do. Yeah, shit. I need to collab and shit.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, that
I mean,
shit
is all doing. Fuck it.
He got a, Yeah, he got rules and shit, man.
Look, 90 days.
90-day rules.
Probation period. And if you don't get rolled off for it, you don't get the right
what
signature,
what you doing
with
YouTube? What you doing on YouTube? What you doing?
So out. Like, go follow YouTube. Can't forget, Fred. I mean, go subscribe. My bad.
How many subscribers you got on YouTube?
I got about, like, 1,500. I just dropped my first video, like, two weeks ago.
Went crazy.
About 15K. I went to the West End and, shit, because I grew up down there. I started interviewing the junkies.
Yeah, damn, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Auntie got a lot to say. You know what I'm saying?
They do. No, I ain't gonna lie to you.
They ain't got nobody to talk to.
They're trying
to talk to
you. You right, though. They're trying to talk a dollar out
of you. They're trying to talk fun,
though. I'm trying to give them some money.
Did you give them some money, man? I'm about to say.
I ain't finna
to go. What's your YouTube name?
Bro, yesterday, I had a $50 bill, and I made a motherfucking homeless person make me go get change to fucking tip them for not doing shit. Like, he took me to go get change.
They hold you.
He took me to go get change.
You know what's crazy? When I was over in Austell last week, right?
Oh, you in my side of town.
I was. And you know, like, when you go down that ramp near Club Wax, like, you make that left of Club Wax right there, so I'm right there, and the motherfucking water boys is out there.
If you was at Club Wax,
they will jump
you. Went to Club Wax?
No, it was earlier than that. So, like, when I
first of all, did you go on Club Wax Road?
Yeah,
you was either going to Trapeze or Wax. Which one you was going to?
No,
you freaking ass.
He was going to Trapeze.
Yeah, man. Don't tell your real side of who you are.
Hold on, let me tell the rest of the story.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
The water boy, I seen the water boys coming, right? So I wrote the window up and turned the air on. I was like, No habla.
Trace Uno.
Hey, big bro, fuck with me. Shit, I ain't got no cash. Bro, I got cash out.
No, for real, though. They be like, cash. They asked me. No, they not playing. They
and I'm like, God damn.
That's real hustle, man.
Luckily, the light had turned green.
And you went to Trapeze.
Yeah, I went on the Trapeze.
Yeah, see, I knew it.
Speaking of the homeless people, though, back to the homeless people, some of them, I be feeling bad, but when you actually look at that video, I know why you homeless.
Fredo, man, it's the YouTube. Go subscribe, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said,
can't forget Fredo. With a C or a K, because you might be banging too. With a C or a K.
No, it's a C.
This is
Casey.
It's regular.
Not a C or a K. It's Casey.
Regular, can't forget Fredo. You know what I'm saying?
How you spell Fredo, bro?
Fredo.
Okay.
Alfredo. Like, bitches,
he might be having two D's or some shit.
No. It's all regular.
Double D gang, nigga. We little big titties right here.
You gotta get a backstory on why these people be homeless, though, for real.
That's fucked up, man. Your first picture, you're gonna be the homeless man.
Yeah, God, yeah. I got one on there with paramedics too, you know what I'm saying?
We need to get some homeless people on this podcast.
Yeah, that's gonna be actually funny.
Coronavirus.
But I ain't gonna lie to you. If shit get crazy,
they go crazy. You watch that video, they going crazy.
They be knowing some shit too.
I mean, I'm like this.
The first interview, I'm gonna give you a little sneak peek.
Not the white woman.
The first interview caught me off guard too. Bro was like, oh man. And I'm like, hold on, let me get the camera out first. He couldn't wait to tell me. He was like, oh man, so I got, I'm like, go ahead. I slept with my niece. I'm like, damn.
Oh, damn. You know, I did. She sent me that video. I'm like, whoa, my nigga. Like, we closed the laptop. I don't need this shit in my search history.
Cuties on Netflix, man. Them little girls dancing.
Have y'all seen that shit, Cuties?
On Netflix?
I've seen people talking about it. I didn't finish watching that.
That shit ain't even right.
It's literally some little ass
twerking.
But I seen the shit because it popped up on Twitter as a trending topic.
So I see cancel Netflix, and I'm like, what's that? Click. See this little fucking girl, like, what the fuck is this?
But they not just and there are twerking. People,
and there are, I ain't with that shit.
No, it's like you know, you see people in that outfit, you're like, okay, maybe it's like a dance routine. Like, if it was just a dance routine,
no,
like,
they was on there like...
Like, they was doing, like, the Magic City shit.
I check the studs out, but I ain't doing all that other shit now. I check the studs out, but I ain't doing that one.
Stud me
all day, baby. Man, I'm trying to tell you, man. I ain't doing that other shit.
We need an episode for the studs next.
We got them. Shit. The studs be the homies.
No, but the pre-studs. Not them niggas that look like us,
YouTube,
man.
Is going to be with strippers. I went, you know what I'm saying, interviewed a lot of the strippers.
Coco?
Damn,
what you said?
She don't do nothing.
Coco was over here accepting some subscriptions.
Coco, I just seen Coco accept some subscriptions over here, man. She's on OnlyFans.
You don't dance
crazy,
wrong.
Man.
I do.
Okay.
Where at, girl?
Get your leg.
She said you can catch me. She promoting like a motherfucker. Go ahead.
She's shy.
She ain't shy.
Look, see, I told you. Look at him. Every time you say
gotta
something,
look at him.
Look at him. When you say she's shy,
sure.
My boy looked up.
I talk to him. He
gonna
answer the question.
That nigga knows some shit, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows
some
shit about Coco, man.
We're gonna be in Magic City 10 p.m. 2 a.m.
Check us out.
We got Cash App, too.
Yeah, Coco had a blue Irish. She ain't bullshitting.
Oh, shit. You over there?
You over there, Miss Depp? Miss Depp still over there?
No.
Damn.
Trey still over there.
Oh, she a vet.
Trey at the home. Tread the home.
Yeah, she is fair.
Damn, motherfucker.
Damn, honestly, Ivory go crazy.
Ivory go crazy.
Y'all,
they still be serving food during the day.
Yeah.
I used to come up before
you
that.
You will
shit.
Get your ass robbed too over there.
Hey man, I went during the day. Like it was like damn near noon. Cause I was just out, like shit, nigga. They food good as motherfucker.
Yeah, no, they food. They cook back in.
All the good food in the hood, man. I be going way to Moreland Avenue to Blaze. It be some old people outside cooking on that grill.
Nah, I'm gonna put you down. You probably already know. I'm gonna put y'all down. Hans on the west side.
Oh, I've been on that back here. I've been.
Oh, I ain't. Hans Chinese that. Food.
Oh.
Hans got the best Chinese rice. Food in Atlanta.
You got the best.
What's their star? What's their
You don't even give a fuck about their star.
They health rating?
Yeah, what's the health rating?
I don't give a fuck. The lower the health rating, the better the food.
The better the food.
Like
if you go to a Waffle House.
Oh, you get the fuck out.
Where they getting that black card?
I've had Waffle House so much, I've just been watching.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
If you go to a Waffle House and it look good inside, that food is disgusting.
I like that so, ratchet ass Waffle House.
If they ain't missing no teeth.
Food Industrial Waffle House got the best shit.
Look, if your chef ain't got three felonies.
Three teeth, nigga.
Literally,
I'm on the nigga with the three teeth.
You have to see a motherfucking fight.
And you gotta go to Waffle House. He gotta have. Either he gotta have. Listen, either that nigga gotta have three dreads in his head or a bald head. Or three teeth.
That's
they cook the best.
All the way off.
What, girl?
I
need that nigga to have on some fucked up Skechers, nigga. That's
I look at their shoes. Like, the more fucked up your shoes is,
the
better cook
food.
You is, man.
The more fucked up your shoes, the better food.
I'll be like, hell nah. Don't cook my food.
See, you a dude. When you leave late at night, you hit that Waffle House now. You can't
no,
do
I don't.
That. You don't.
We'll take your bougie ass to fucking Ruth Chris then.
Chick-fil-A.
Shit.
You ain't want Chick-fil-A at 3 o'clock in the morning.
In the hood? That West End Chick-fil-A ain't open that late.
See, Coco, you are keeping it real. You on that bullshit. You on that bullshit now.
What he text you to say? He told you to say you don't like Waffle House?
No.
I fuck with that Waffle House.
I'll eat Waffle House. I'm sloppy drunk, but I just been to different like Waffle House, and I've seen people
sloppy
behind what they've been doing. I've seen people like dig up their nose and still come touch the food.
I've seen how Waffle House
employees are behind scenes like late at night, and I'd be like, ugh.
See, I ain't seen
them. I'm good.
The people at Ruth's probably do too.
They probably well,
you can't even
I don't
see them.
Shit.
I'd rather see it.
Right.
But I don't know.
Let me see it. I can send my
but
shit
then,
back.
But right. I seen this. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Okay, well, tell everybody what Waffle House that was.
So where I pull up.
Shit, put us down.
Okay,
yeah,
because we was dropping references.
Waffle
we need to know
was.
Exactly which one. Bitch, I'm going to still go to Waffle House.
Now because Waffle House might be bad.
Anyway, we're not
going to
slam the Waffle House.
Interview, I'm there. Waffle
yeah.
House.
You gonna get an interview at Waffle House?
Not ba da ba ba ba. She's loving it.
Hey, man. Anyway, man, that's episode 31 of the Big Homies House, man. I appreciate y'all kicking it with the homies. Big homie Coco, big homie Spank, big homie Stina back in the building.
Yeah.
Big homie Fredo, yo. Like the pasta.
Yeah.
Of course, big homie Butter, all in the building. Episode 31, Pregnancy.
Pregnancy.
It's fucking up.
It's fucking
can
up.
Can I promote one more time?
One more time.
Can I promote one more time? Pandemic.
Can I promote one more time? Block Boy Spanky. Requested on V103-945-1079. Bounce that. I'm in the clubs. I'm everywhere yet. Request that shit. I'm on whatever. Apple Music. I ain't on OnlyFans now, but I'm on all the rest of
you
the
need to get. You need to get on there and just have strippers talking to your music. All the fans.
You right, too.
And that's
free material, nigga.
Free game.
Free
I'm
game.
Put,
free
I'm putting
game.
You down, man.
See, hold on,
I'm putting you down.
That man a player. Yeah, man. Fuck with him, man. Yeah, man.
That nigga said,
shout out my boy YB. Yeah. I don't even know his name, but that nigga changed say YB. I'm fucking with him, man.
Shit, YB stupid when you can be motherfucking free game. YB, nigga.
Yeah, because you got an extra pay with Uncle now.
Hey, man. The Big Homies House episode 31, man. Homie shit.
Peace.